This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado lawmakers are trying again to expand safety regulations for rideshare companies after Governor Polis vetoed a bipartisan bill last year concerned about privacy and implementation. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bills are similar with some notable changes. Last year's bill would have banned drivers from offering food and beverages to passengers. Under this latest version, those freebies would just have to be factory sealed. Another difference, people would be banned from driving if they have a conviction for domestic violence, stalking, menacing, or fraud. But it has to be a felony, not just a misdemeanor. Democratic Representative Jenny Wilford has been spearheading this safety effort after she publicly told her story of being sexually assaulted by a Lyft driver in 2024. And she hopes this bill can make rideshares safer for passengers and for drivers. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The White House is withdrawing its nomination for the next National Park Service director. President Trump tapped hospitality executive Scott Socha to lead the agency in February. In a statement, Socha says he backed out for, quote, personal reasons. Socha works for Delaware North. The company holds multiple contracts with the Park Service. It operates general stores in Yellowstone, an RV park at the Grand Canyon, and a hotel outside of Rocky Mountain National Park. The agency is currently run by an acting director, Jessica Bowron. In Vail, partly cloudy overnight with temps in the low 20s. Tomorrow, snow showers likely with snow forecast through Friday evening in the high country. This is CPR News.